This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600. I'm your captain. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, across America, on some of America's great radio stations. And special thanks goes out to our military men and women who are listening to us right now around the world via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, too, our Border Patrol and 911 dispatchers for their service to America, and to all those people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse and factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, and all those nighttime mechanics, as well as the construction workers, too. Thanks for what you do to keep America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Find out all the different things we have to offer over there. All right, joining us right now from the Edwards Notebook, we've got Mr. Ron Edwards. Good morning.
Good morning.
Time to say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God simply because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. All right. Well, I'm going to start with this because we've got a lot of things going on in the border, and we've got plenty of other things going on in the world in which we live. But Mick Mulvaney was on with Bill Hemmer yesterday on Fox, and I just want you to listen to what he had to say about Mexico suddenly participating very, very actively in trying to help us out.
Keep in mind, I think that word about waiting a year dealt with drugs. There was a couple different things he said this week, which is we need help right away on the migrant crisis, on illegal immigration folks coming across the Mexican border. We also have another longer-term issue with Mexico on drugs. And I think if you go back and you look at his statement, he said, you know, we need help within the next year on drugs. The good news there is that in the last week, Mexico really has stepped it up for the very first time. They're preventing people from coming in on their own southern border down towards Guatemala and Honduras, and they're also accepting more of the folks who cross into the United States back into Mexico. In fact, and I know it's hard to imagine, but again, Nancy Pelosi runs the Democrats in Congress. Mexico has done more in the last week to help our illegal immigration crisis than Nancy Pelosi and Democrats in the House. So that's been a pretty good week.
How about that? Isn't that something?
Sounds good to me. It's about time. And, you know, Donald Trump had to make a few promises, things that would happen if Mexico did not participate and to help us out on the border. Unfortunately, you've got a judge, you've got a black robe gone wild, blocking the president's policy of returning asylum.
That is only temporary until Friday because it involves 12 individuals. Did you know that?
No, they said that he has until Friday.
Yeah, it's only a temporary decision until Friday, at which time they'll rule on it again. I'm not sure where it's going to go, but it involves 12 individuals that brought that suit.
Yeah, so just pray to God that they rule the right way so that the president can continue to utilize Mexico to send those people back to where they came from.
Well, I'm not going to cross my fingers. This is the Ninth Circuit, but I do believe it'll get kicked up the ladder and go elsewhere.
Yeah, that's what will have to happen. And in the interim, while it's waiting, they'll be able to stay in this country, unfortunately. So, got a good president, but a horrible judicial system in the Ninth Circuit. So,
well, they've got seven judges. They've already nominated, I believe, one, maybe two. But they've got seven judges that are going to go in there. It'll still give the Democrats an advantage, not of 19, which is what they had before, but it'll give them an advantage of about 9 or something like that. So they're closing the gap a little bit. Now, I want you to hear Secretary of State Mike Pompeo from yesterday.
This historic step will deprive the world's leading state sponsor of terror, the financial means to spread misery and death around the world. Businesses and banks around the world now have a clearer duty to ensure that companies with which they conduct financial transactions are not connected to the IRGC in any material way. It also gives the U.S. government additional tools to counter Iranian-backed terrorism. This designation is a direct response to an outlaw regime and should surprise no one. And it builds on the more than 970 Iranian individuals and entities that the Trump administration has already sanctioned.
Now, this wound up being the declaration of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps and the Quds Force as a terrorist organization.
Well, it's about time. We've got, like I said, Trump and company are very serious about taking care of these types of situations around the world and that are threats to America and our ally Israel and elsewhere throughout the world. And this is what you do. You call a spade a spade, and you deal therein. And so I'm glad to see it happening. And, because Iran has been a thorn in our side for a long time, and they've been causing problems in places like Iraq and elsewhere. And they've also been working through with in Syria and shooting missiles indirectly, shooting missiles into Israel and causing quite a few problems. So I'm glad to see this happen.
And of course, we can only hope that it'll stay that way. But we'll see where we go with all of this, because again, the courts are going to have the final decision on a lot of different things that are going on, including the tax returns, amongst other stuff. And here comes the music. So that means that we'll take a break, and then we'll come back with more with Ron Edwards from The Edwards Notebook. And this is the Captain's America Third Watch. We're broadcasting all across America tonight from Tampa, Florida, on a Tuesday morning. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-9702 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
No. Someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. I just want
to celebrate. For over 36 years, David E. Garrett Jewelers has been committed to fine craftsmanship and stellar service. Their family-owned business offers an excellent selection of unique jewelry with amazing prices. David E. Garrett Jewelers specializes in one-of-a-kind pieces, sure to catch anyone's attention. Visit davidegarrettjewelers.com to shop thousands of available items or call 937-325-3680 for a more personal shopping experience. David E. Garrett Jewelers, the jeweler you can trust.
By the way, David E. Garrett Jewelers also gives a discount to all active duty military and veterans and first responders. So check them out. David E. Garrett Jewelers.com, and that's spelled G-A-R-R-E-T-T. David E. Garrett Jewelers.com. All right, and joining us, Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. Good morning again.
Good morning again.
Yep, and let's see here. You know, boy, I'm telling you, the world in which we live is a strange place these days. You got all the Democrats going off the deep end. But White House advisor Stephen Miller yesterday, not to be outdone, he's kind of like the guy who now has been charged with the border situation, if you will, even though he is not the Department of Homeland Security, nor is he the Border Patrol chief, nor is he CBP, but he's a senior advisor to the president. And he came out, according to CNN, and he's pressing Donald Trump to dismiss some other senior officials in the administration. I don't know if there's any truth to that or not, but I would be going after the ones that have been appointed by Barack Obama, maybe, if it were me.
That's what I was going to say. The Trumpster needs to continue to clean house because there's still a lot of leftover dirty individuals from the Ali Obama administration. and they need to be cleaned out. That's one of the reasons why some of the things that the president wants to do have been slow walked or haven't been done at all, or if they're done, they're half, you know, half done. And it's because these people are in there like clogs in the wheel. They're just clogging things up because they hate this guy or they hate his policies to protect the nation and improve the nation. And so I like this guy so far. He seems like he means business and that he'll get the job done.
Well, we'll soon see. But, of course, Valerie Jarrett, who has not gone away, she appeared yesterday magically on CNN with Allison Camerota, and they were talking about some stuff. Just listen to Valerie getting into it here.
Well, look, it's a vitally important position. We want to have somebody in charge of our homeland security who can protect us. And so with her departure, there's an opportunity for the president to select somebody else. And I hope he selects somebody who's reasonable and puts America first, but is also consistent with our values. We've always been a nation of immigrants. We're also a nation of laws. And so that's what I would hope to see.
Do you know Mac Lehman, who he's considering?
I do not.
Because they, I think that he was there during the Obama administration.
I don't know him.
You don't know him personally. Do you have a sense of what President Trump is looking for from a DHS secretary?
Goodness. My goodness, no. I have absolutely no insight whatsoever.
No, and she wouldn't. But then again, I'm surprised that she didn't know the acting secretary because of the fact that he was appointed under Barack Obama.
Yeah, one of the few good choices, so it seems so far. You know, and when she says it's so funny when you heard her say he wants to put America first.
Yeah.
And then she says, but we also want someone that supports American values. Well, what greater American value is there than putting America first?
You have to ask.
I mean, these people are so jacked up in their minds that they can't understand the importance of and the worthiness of putting America first. Mm-hmm. Because if you don't put your own country first and protect your country, you're no good for anyone else.
Mm-hmm. Now, the Ninth Circuit Court, the judge who blocked the policy of asylum seekers temporarily anyway till Friday when there will be a final decision made on the matter, I believe this is going to get jacked up either into the full court or they're going to bypass it altogether and go to the Court of Appeals. What say you?
I think they've got to go all the way up because you don't know where you're going to land in the you know, in the field of appeals court judges, there may be a good one, there may not, but they've probably got to run this thing straight up to the top and get this thing ruled on emphatically so that they can go ahead and continue sending people out into Mexico so that we can clear up our system. Our system is more than full. It's filled to the brim, to the gills. And running over. And because of that, that's why you have so many of these individuals running around our country going here and there. And, you know, most of our politicians, for some sick reason, don't care that they're doing that. And these people are doing irreparable harm to many American citizens and to property as well. And just as egregious is the fact that they are costing us $160 billion at least every single year.
Now, Attorney General Barr is headed to the Hill today. He was going to the committee to talk about the budget for the Department of Justice for 2020, but they're obviously going to hit him on everything pertaining to the Mueller report and try to find out some more information or try to line him up for whatever. I think he's prepared. I don't think that he's one of those people that cannot knock it out of the park when it comes to that sort of stuff. But what say you about all that?
Well, this is just more of fishing by the Democrats. They're desperate. They want to find something that is not good for the president, obviously. And they want to press this guy and try to put just undue harassment against him. Because we all know, everyone knows, you know, the dust particles in the air understand that there was no real collusion between Trump and Russia. I mean, that's a dead issue. But when you're desperately trying to find anything anywhere that this president did that wasn't perfect, this is what it's about. And I think it's despicable. I mean, he has a real job to do, by the way, and he has to come in there and sit before this gaggle of idiots, these morons, and just take it and answer their questions, which are not leading to anywhere that's good for the country.
Now, there is a new movement afoot, a Democratic-led committee probing drug prices, which right now is impede. They're saying that the Freedom Caucus, of all things, is impeding their drug probe. I find that hard to believe.
Repeat that. I didn't hear you.
There is a Democratic-led committee that's probing drug prices right now.
Sure.
And they are saying that the Freedom Caucus is impeding their probe. I find that hard to believe.
Yeah, I do, too. the Freedom Caucus is not in the way of decent drug prices. What's causing the drug prices to go up, by the way, and it's traditional, is this government intervention, and which prevents the ability to produce drugs, and they've been clogging up and slowing up innovation and things of that nature. Those are the policies, or types of policies rather, that cause a height or an increase in drug prices. Mm-hmm. It's government that's in the way that's doing that.
Now, by the way,
not the Freedom Caucus.
By the way, one of the most boring individuals in Congress, Representative Eric Swalwell, entered the Democratic race for president yesterday, and he did it for one reason, he says.
Yeah.
The NRA.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Wants to get rid of the NRA.
And he wants to push the discussion further left, I believe, too.
Right.
And then walk away. Sick individuals, man. I mean, leftist policies are very destructive. They're meant to irreparably harm our nation. And what does it fundamentally change it? America.
Fundamental transformation of America, is what Barack Obama
absolutely
said. Yep.
Yeah, so, he's some wicked people, man. And it's just something we've got to push aside and move ahead and restore this government, this country.
Well, we can certainly hope, and hopefully everything will work out fine. Okay, here comes some music in my ear, which means I got to let you go, and we will talk to you on Thursday.
Absolutely. Take care. Bye.
All right. Ron Edwards, everybody, host of the Edwards Notebook. You'll hear one of those coming up here in the next half hour, probably towards the last 15 minutes of the show, I'm guessing. So don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, all across the USA. I shall return. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
I had a chance to speak with Secretary Nielsen today.
I wish her well.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo reacting to the departure of the head of Homeland Security, Kirstjen Nielsen, as President Trump makes changes at the top. Nielsen's last day will be Wednesday. Pompeo speaking with Brett Baer on Special Report on Fox News.
This mission down at the border is incredibly important. Got to make sure we have the laws right. I'd urge every member of Congress to help us fix it so that we can do what the American people are demanding, regain American sovereignty along our southern border and solve both the security and humanitarian crisis that exists along our southern border.
Also out, the head of the Secret Service will also be stepping down, Randolph Allis, after a woman gets into Mar-a-Lago lying to gain access to President Trump's Florida property. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and this portion of the program is brought to you by my very good friends at Moss Family Automotive. Now, when you shop the huge selection of any Moss Family Automotive dealership, you pay nothing down and delay your payment for up to 6 full months with approved credit. Now, that goes for any new Chevy, any new Nissan, or any pre-owned vehicle in the Moss family inventory. So, you can go to a special website, check out what kind of financing you'll qualify for without damaging your credit score, and that website is mossfamilychevrolet.com/freecreditcheck. Now, Moss Family Automotive features the largest selection of Chevys and Nissans in all of Tampa Bay, and they're the home of You Serve, You Save, the program that saves veterans and active military plus first responders, too, a ton of money. And now you can save at Moss and pay nothing down and have no payments for 6 months with approved credit. Check out what you qualify for at mossfamilychevrolet.com/freecreditcheck. That's mossfamilychevrolet.com/freecreditcheck. And make sure you tell them the captain sent you. All right, now, going to the telephone line, we've got Robert Harriman. Robert Harriman is from Outback News Today. Hey, Robert, how you doing?
Hey, Captain, that's OutbreakNewsToday.com.
Okay, Outbreak News Today. What did I just say?
Outback.
Oh, okay, well, so I can't read my own writing.
Not a
problem. Jeez, God. All right, and, of course, you are very good at what you do, and you talk about a lot of things regarding communicable diseases and whatnot. And you and I were talking about a week or so ago, maybe 10 days ago, about what's going on in Venezuela, because Venezuela has lost complete control of their health system. I mean, diseases that are running rampant in there now are things that we haven't seen in some cases for 100 years.
Yeah, the situation is getting really bad. Of course, the political and economic situation in Venezuela really perpetuated all this. I mean, if you look at the inflation rate there, I mean, in 2018, it ended at 1.3 million percent, and experts are saying that it's going to hit 10 million percent. Imagine that, 10 million percent inflation by the end of this year. But anyway, so we have this massive extreme poverty, which has led to a total collapse of the healthcare infrastructure, which has really led to the resurgence of a lot of diseases, particularly the three most common ones that we hear about. And I've been covering this for years now, long before many in the media were, mm-hmm. with measles, diphtheria, and an incredible amount of malaria.
Yeah.
Just astronomical. Yeah. And a lot of this is due to, you know, the economic situation, because we have this lots of job losses down there, you know, several years ago, and you saw this dismantling of the private industry, which resulted in a lot of people going nomadic, looking for illegal work, basically. And a lot of people ended up in illegal gold mines and stuff like that. And you have this influx of population, this overcrowding, which really led to these outbreaks that we're seeing now. For example, measles was eliminated from Venezuela in 2007, and today we've seen several thousand cases that have resurged. The immunization program in Venezuela essentially halted about 2010,
mm-hmm.
and there's just, I mean, the immunization rates down there are below 50% now. It's just a horrific situation. And cases of diphtheria, too, which is another vaccine-preventable disease, which is really, really more serious, because you got, they're seeing about 2 out of every 10 people that get diphtheria down there die. It's about a 20% death rate. So it's really, really serious.
Yeah, and it's going to get worse, because Maduro, the leader, current leader, who's being challenged by Guaido, this other guy, who apparently, per the Constitution, became the leader. But anyway, Maduro was not letting anything in from the outside, and that includes medical supplies.
Yeah, and you know, hopefully he changes his mind on that. But right now, I mean, the public health infrastructure doesn't have any vaccines. So essentially, if you want vaccines down there, you can get it on the black market, the private market, but that's going to be an international currency, most likely dollars. And people down there are living on $2 a month. I mean, it's just not going to happen. You know, nobody can really afford it. So,
How are we going to grab a hold of this? I mean, the United Nations wants to declare a humanitarian health emergency, but if Maduro's not going to let the people in, what good's that going to do?
Well, it's not going to do any good. So, I mean, that's what's going to have to happen. Either, you know, something has to change with the political structure there, or Maduro's going to have to start letting in outside health agencies to help out with this. And other than that, it's going to spiral out of control. And it's not only spiraling out of control in Venezuela proper, but all their neighbors are being affected by this. For example, Brazil last year saw 10,000 measles cases.
Uh-huh.
Primarily, all of them were from Venezuela. And, of course, Colombia and Ecuador and all these other countries are seeing it. And the malaria situation, which is something we don't hear a whole lot about. Malaria started... I started reporting the spikes in malaria in about 2015. Mm-hmm. We started seeing over 100,000 cases. Well, that's a lot for the Western Hemisphere. Holy cow. Well, last year, NGOs on the ground that are doing forensic epidemiology in Venezuela, going from village to village to village to village,
mm-hmm.
reported 1.3 million malaria cases in Venezuela. That rivals anything in Africa.
My goodness.
Yeah. It's just thoroughly out of control.
And then these people start wandering up through the system. God forbid they come towards the United States, and boom, we've got them.
Well, I mean, that's a possibility. Most of them cannot afford to, though, so that's the one thing. And the people that have already left, and this is another unfortunate thing with the healthcare crisis, is in 2014, about one-third of all the doctors and everything, they bailed the country. They went to Spain. They went to the United States. They went to Colombia. They just left. So you have no healthcare personnel down there either. So it's a really, really rough situation down there. So, yeah.
So what's the answer? What's the answer? Is it the United Nations? Is it? Well, I hate to say this, but would it be military action to get the health people in there?
Well, I mean, the immediate answer, I mean, the long-term situation is a brand new government, right? That's all got to be. I mean, every time you see a totalitarian state, don't be surprised if you see all these epidemics and outbreaks, because this is what happens. This is the outcome of totalitarian states. The immediate action, I believe, would just be the UN. This is the perfect role for the UN, is to getting vaccinators in there and medicines, right? I mean, 9 out of 10 hospitals in Venezuela don't have, like, any medicine. I mean, it's just a horrific situation. And, you know, and they're also dealing with blackouts constantly.
Right.
No water. So here you have, Captain, you have people with no water.
Right.
When the water does come on, what do you think they do? They hoard it.
Yep.
So they fill up containers, and that creates mosquito breeding grounds for other things.
And like they're that. Also going down into the sewer to get water, which is not good, which also will bring up more diseases.
Yeah. I mean, and there's other things that are popping up there now, too. You know, of course, dengue fever is increasing. I've read that leprosy is starting to increase, Chagas disease. So there's a lot of really bad stuff going on down there, and it's going to affect, especially their closest neighbors, Brazil and Colombia.
So he won't let the medicine in through the United Nations, won't let it in through the churches, won't let it in through, well, maybe he will let it in through Cuba or somebody like that. But I don't even hear about Cuba sending stuff in, and they're supposed to be the big medical deal down there.
Yeah, Cuba's healthcare system is not what a lot of people like to make it out to be. It's not a whole lot better than Venezuela's, except for, you know, who gets taken care of, the foreigners and the elite. And that's really what happens in these totalitarian-type governments.
Which is why Michael Moore got taken care of so quickly.
Sure. If you're a foreigner down in Cuba, you're going to be put into this one elite hospital. It's all beautiful and set up and perfect care. But if you're one of the commoners, for lack of a better term, yeah, you're not going to get that kind of care. That just doesn't happen. And there's many studies out there that demonstrate that. Anthropology studies out there that have determined that. Yeah.
All right. Now I'm coming to the end of the segment, and we got about 30 seconds here. So I want to make sure that you give them, we give you a chance to tell everybody about your website, how to go there, find out about yourself, find out about all the different things that you do on that website. Plus, they also can find a link to your radio show over there too, right?
Sure. I'm the editor in chief of a website called OutbreakNewsToday.com. That's been up since about 2014, and so we're going on over 5 years. I also have a podcast that's found on Apple and Stitcher. It's called Outbreak News Interviews, and, of course, I do the radio show, which can be found there also.
All right. Thank you, Robert.
All right, Captain. Thanks a lot.
Yep. All right. Robert Harriman, everybody. Outbreak News Today. Go there and check it out, and you'll find out a lot of interesting things. All right. I'll be back. Final segment coming up. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow, but soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And now it's time for the beach and boating forecast brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club. Freedom Boat Club with 168 locations all across the United States of America. The largest franchise they have is right here in the Tampa Bay market. They have over 300 boats and over 19 locations here in the Tampa Bay market of Florida. Now, the Tuesday beach and boating forecast starts out with some wind, because there's a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. It'll be mostly cloudy with a low around 71 starting out. South wind about 7 miles per hour. And then today, showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 5 p.m. A high near 83 degrees. Breezy with a southwest wind from 7 to 15 miles an hour. There will be gusts as high as 26 miles an hour later this afternoon. Chance of precipitation later today, 80%. Now, new rainfall amounts between a quarter and a half of inch of rain are possible. In the meantime, winds out there pretty much out of the southwest most of the day. The seas at 3 to 4 feet. They'll be choppy. The water temperature in the Gulf, 76. Water temperature in the Bay, 78. The high tide coming at 8:05 a.m. and the low tide coming at 10:14 a.m. today. And again, it's going to be a breezy day out there, so take it easy out there on the water. And you might want to reconsider the small craft, or you might want to think a little about what you might want to do or might want to not do. Now, the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay is always ready to serve you, because regardless of where you are in the United States, you can join here and you can have reciprocity at any of the other franchises all across the country, 168 of them to serve you. Now, they have the economy plan, which is the one I'm in, which is a five-day-a-week, Monday through Friday plan. And I kind of like that, because on the weekend I want my time to be my own, and I don't necessarily want to get locked up on a boat, so that's not what I do. That's number one. Number two, you get your first month of member dues free. You get unlimited weekday use. You get rolling reservations four at a time. You get reciprocity anywhere in the Freedom Boat Club system. And, oh, by the way, the standard plan, which is 7 days a week, you also get all of the same. Plus, the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay is the only one that I know of that's giving you a $1,000 discount right off your one-time entry fee. Now, that gets even higher if you are an active duty military member, if you are a veteran, if you are a first responder, current or retired, if you are a member of the medical profession, whether you're currently a doctor, a nurse, or retired, whether or not you work in an office, medical office, you're a billing clerk, or whatever the situation might be, maybe you're the orderly in a nursing home, convalescent facility, or whatnot, you also get another $500 on top of the $1,000 for a total of $1,500 off the one-time entry fee. So check them out online and give them an opportunity to see what you can do there. Now, we're going to go very quickly over here to, I believe this is Ian. Is that you?
Yeah, it's me. How you doing?
Got about a minute, and then I got to move on.
All right. Well, I got a bunch of comments about immigration. Immigration and borders seems to be the watchword nowadays. Never forget Chavez down in Venezuela when he was in power. In order to retain power, he brought in so-called immigrants from other Latin American countries, socialist Latin American countries. You've never really heard anything about that. He imported basically his own little private army. When the Venezuelan people woke up and realized that Chavez was a dictator, they tried to get rid of him. And he brought in foreigners, a.k.a. his own little private army, a.k.a. immigrants. Sound familiar? Sound like what's going on here? Okay. Mm-hmm. And another thing is, we're not going to solve the immigration problem in the United States because our ruling class does not want to solve it. They don't care about me and you. Okay, yeah, Trump's doing something. He's a minority. The Republicans are all talk and no action. They've been playing us for fools, okay? They don't want to solve it. They're making money off of it. And the thing that infuriates the people the most is, we're supposed to live in a free democratic republic where the people got say. We have no say. 87% of the people in the United States want this stopped. It goes across all demographics, races, religions, whatever. All Americans, 87%, do not want legal immigration or illegal immigration. I don't want any immigration, period. The whole damn thing needs to be shut down. We're full. But our ruling class completely ignores this. This is a poisonous corrosive that's going to bring this republic down. They are ignoring the will of the people, and they don't care. And not only do they don't care, they're laughing at us and giving us the middle finger and saying, oh, yeah, what are you going to do about it, okay?
Okay, we got to...
You know what I'm saying is true.
Got to run.
Thanks for taking my call.
All right, got to run, and I know what you're saying, but it's not going to happen on my watch. Count on it. All right, here we go. Ron Edwards and the Edwards Notebook.
Okay. It's time to seriously address the root causes of the massive illegal border crossing crisis in America. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards on today's page from the Edwards Notebook. It's nice to hear President Trump bellow loudly to his popular rally crowds, that he's going to shut down the U.S. southern border or take other measures to combat the problem. But every time he proclaims to the planet how he's going to somehow deal with the border debacle, the number of illegals defiantly crashing our border dramatically increases. So what is a nation that is so lacking in common sense concerning our border security to do? Well, how about we the people in mass demanding that our government officials put our national interests, including sovereignty, above the undeserving wants of the slithering hordes coming into our republic illegally? They can start by getting rid of the law requiring anyone who reaches our border to be allowed in. Then proclaim to the world that if you don't enter legally, we may offer you a paid for one-way trip back to your country of origin, or you can scavenge about in Mexico. And that's just for starters. What say you? I'm Ron Edwards. Let you and I meet on AmericaMatters.us Fridays at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific, and 12 a.m. Sundays on Talk America Radio Network.
Sponsored by David E. Garrett Jewelers.
All righty, that's our Edwards Notebook for this morning. And don't forget, I'll be down tonight in Bradenton at the 10th anniversary of the Tea Party Manatee. Now, when I'm down there, I may get a chance. I'm not sure if I get down there early enough to stop by Dominique's Blinds and Decor down there at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. It all depends on what time I get moving and get down there. I got something I have to do before I go on down to Bradenton for the Tea Party Manatee birthday party tonight from 6 to about 8:30 p.m. And, of course, Dominic's is always spelled D-O-M-E-N-I-C-K-S. So, Dominic, I hope to see you at the Tea Party Manatee tonight. Bring your lovely wife, Lois, if she's available. And, you know, all their blinds, all their shades, all their shutters are made in the USA, and they've are a Hunter Douglas dealer too. Dominic's offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs. So I want you to stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store, or you give them a call at 941-922-2345. And remember that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Tell them the captain sent you. And by the way, lunchtime today, have lunch with the captain over at Mission Barbecue, 5602 West Waters. I'll be there from noon to 1:30. Busy day for me today, roaming around doing a lot of different things. So it's all good. It's all good. And then we got more things going on here later that we'll tell you about later in the week, as well as next week and the week after, because we're going to be having another Tampa Trump Club meeting on the, on the 16th. So there you go. That's a week from today over there at Mug Sports Bar and Barbecue in Largo. So look forward to see everybody over there. Now, keep in mind today we got Attorney General Barr going to testify before Congress, supposedly about the budget. Yeah, right. Watch and see. It'll be all about, you know what, the Mueller report. So, I'll see you all tonight on the Ray Didio. Have yourself a good day. Stay dry. Try dancing in around the raindrops if you can. And I'll be back tonight.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
They got Obama fault!
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.